survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Tonight, welcome to Family Feud, the game where two eager families play for a shot at some big money and have a lot of fun along the way. So let's meet them now. First up, our carryover champs here for their fourth night, the Hodge family. Hi, buddy. Great to have you back again tonight.
It's great to be back.
Who's on board this team?
I have my lovely boyfriend, Jacob, my favourite auntie, Lucy, and my father, Jason.
He's lovely too, isn't he? He's so taking him on tonight, it's the Bertolini family. Pino, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Pino. Who have you brought along with you?
My sister-in-law, Franca, my wife, Rose, and my older brother, John.
Great to have you guys here tonight. Righto, team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something you split down the middle. Maddie.
Wood.
You split wood down the middle. Nice work. Peter.
Bill.
You split a bill down the middle.
Bill, check, yeah.
That's your
play, Matt. Good play, thank you.
Look how sparkly that thing is. And your nails as well.
Yeah.
Love a bit of razzle-dazzle, do you, Dale?
No.
Yeah. Are you excited? Tell us about yourself.
I work for Victoria Police in the bravery area.
In the what?
In honours and awards.
Oh, wow. So you get to honour the great servicemen
and
women.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
Who work tirelessly, long hours for little pay, saving the community.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's...
So we award them, which is fantastic.
And boy, don't they need it from time to time.
They do.
You ready to play?
I am.
Yes, you are. Something is split down the middle.
A divorce settlement.
Yeah.
Is that not good?
What? Let's ask the almighty board. I love the answer, though, Franca. We're in for a little bit of trouble tonight, I think, Rose. Would that be fair to say?
I wouldn't split it, I'd ask for more.
You're saying 50% ain't enough for you?
No.
Something is split down the middle.
I like to share a dessert, so we'll split a dessert.
It's romantic. No! Two strikes straight out of the box. Oh, no. The Hodge family could steal. John, you got something?
I'd say pizza.
Pizza down the middle.
Straight down the middle.
Shouldn't eat a hole on yourself.
No.
Too many carbs.
With someone you love.
So let's
you split a pizza.
That's right. Oh! Really good tries, really bad results. Jason.
I think your hair parted down the middle.
Lovely. Lucy.
I was going to get apple.
Jacob.
Deck of cards.
Maddie, yours to choose. One of those or your own.
Well, I might go out of my own and say cake.
You might go with cake. Split a cake down the middle.
Yes.
Let's see cake on the board. Number 8. Sandwich.
Red rolls.
Pants.
Kit Kat.
Righto. All very logical. 31 is the point advantage to the Hodge family if they go on to win for 5 nights in a row. And it's night 4 tonight. They'll be driving home in a brand new Mitsubishi Outlander. The Outlander seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system. You know what's better than just one communication system? It's a multi-communication system. I love it. Dusk sensing headlamps as well and CVT auto with paddle shift. And for everyone playing along at home, I want the top answer to this one. Name something you associate with a trampoline. We'll be back with the answer on the feud in just a second. As we are right now. Before the break, I asked, name something you associate with a trampoline. The top answer was...
Jumping!
Someone said injuries. Which is kind of also true. Oh, when you land between the springs. Oh, remember that, everyone? Jacob, Franca, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name a type of suit. Jacob.
A tux. Tuxedo.
Let's see.
Good job. A type of suit.
I was going to say birthday.
What about that on the board? How are you, Jason?
Good, thanks, Grant.
Good to have you back. Time a suit.
I think a dinner suit.
Dinner suit is good. Let's try it.
Oh. First strike.
Maddie, type of suit.
A wedding suit?
Wedding suit.
Are they types?
Second strike. Bertolini's. Have a think of an option. Jacob.
A wetsuit.
Oh, no. Oh. You were pretty proud of that one too, aren't you? I can tell you're struggling to hold that smile back.
Just going.
Jacob says wetsuit. Nice. Hit me with another, Lucy.
Morning suit.
A morning suit?
Yeah, I think like the English wear a morning suit when they get married. A grey.
Morning suit.
Grey tuxedo.
Maybe not. But Tellini family, John, what do you think?
Pinstripe.
Rose.
Armour. Suit of armour.
Oh, Franca.
I think a jumpsuit.
Pino. Yours to decide. One of those wonderful options.
They're
there.
They're all great options.
All your own.
I was actually thinking jumpsuit.
A jumpsuit. Yeah. So like the single piece suit. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's try that. How did we not think of swimsuit? Righto. 61 is the Hodge family's points right now. Bertolini's yet to get on the board, but don't stress, you know why. Double points time. This is where you can strike. Give me Lucy, give me Rose. Let's do it. We surveyed 100 people and the top six answers are on the board. Name something you associate with a camera. Rose.
Photos.
Photos. Good to see you, John.
Good to see you too.
Something you associate with a camera.
Memories.
Memories. Oh. Good try though. Pino.
Grant.
You guys just can't really get started tonight, can we?
Oh, you know, we start slow, but we come at good at the end. We hope.
Something you associate with a camera.
A tourist.
Tourist, taking photos all the time.
Yes.
Second strike. Hodge family could steal, but Franca, that's
seriously,
not what you want.
Seriously.
You don't,
a lens.
You don't
a
want them to
lens?
Steal. So we got to get some points here.
It's lens? Gotta be a camera lens.
Gotta be a camera lens, doesn't it? Does it gotta be? Yeah. Franca, good try. Let's see if it works. There we go. That's got to feel a little bit better. Oh. Still no points, though. Just one correct answer. Righto, Rose.
OK.
What do you got?
I've got the flash.
You're out at night time. How do you take a selfie in the dark at a nightclub?
Thank you.
Need
yep.
a flash.
Yep.
I got it now. I'm a cameraman.
Are you really?
Yes.
What kind of cameraman?
I do wedding videos.
Oh, really? Cool. Nice work.
So I should know all this.
Yeah, I'm going, this is like, this is your territory here.
Yes. Tripod.
Tripod. Yeah. Something you associate with a camera. Everyone has a tripod. Do they? No! I know where you're going with that, John, though. Jason.
I'm ancient. Don't do it, but the selfie.
Selfie! Lucy. Yeah.
The movies.
The movies. Jacob.
Maybe a photographer.
Maddie, yours to choose. You got a nice little lead. You can extend it right now with the correct answer. What is it?
Selfie.
Selfie! Yeah. So 2015 of you. Let's try it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the Hodge family takes it to 203. Do you put film in cameras? It's been a while since I've had a...
Oh, I've got a 24 photos to take here. Must be very selective.
203 to 0, Bertolini's. Hang in there, we can do this. Family Feud is not only just a lot of fun to watch, you know you can also play along with our great online game. Just head to 10play and all the details you need are right there. Plus highlights from the show as well. Triple points when we come back on The Feud. Sitting on zero, although Rose won't let me look at the front of her board anymore. She said, stop looking. Why? What's wrong with zero, Rose? Is it really?
Give me a texter.
It's not over yet. Do not give up on me, okay? It's the family who gets the 300 points in this round. We'll get a chance at $10,000 in our fast money round. We're playing for triple points right now. Give me Jason, give me John. Let's do it.
We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name something people drop. Jason.
A glass.
You drop a glass. It's there. John.
Drop a hint.
You drop a hint. No, you've got it, Jason. Pass or play. Yeah, we're gonna play. You become champions tonight. You play for the car tomorrow night. Not far off it now, 203 in a triple point round. Something people drop, Maddie.
A pencil.
You drop a pencil.
Yeah.
Jacob.
Yes.
Something people drop.
Drop the ball.
You drop the ball. It's like that just came to you at a last second then, Jacob. Was that correct?
It just popped in.
Yeah, good. Good work. Lucy.
A tray.
You drop a tray. Please tell me, Lucy, that's not in the operating theatre.
Someone's liver that you've just taken out.
3-second rule. Jason.
Well, my son's good at this, dropping a phone. Sorry, Sam.
I thought you were going to say something else. Dropping a phone. Good. How annoying is a smashed screen, Maddie?
You might drop your food.
You could drop your food. Second strike. Bertolini's. Great opportunity potentially coming up for you guys. Jacob. Name something people drop.
Your wallet.
You drop your wallet. Yeah. This is the opportunity you guys needed. John, what do you got?
Plates.
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 Franca.
I don't know whether I can say this, but you might drop your children. Like,
drop
you know?
Them off? Drop them off or drop them? Drop them.
Well, let's go with off.
I'm going to go with plates, I think.
Bertolini's to get back in the game and give him a chance. Yeah. It's plates on the board. Oh, no! Sorry, it goes to the Hodge family. Beautifully played. Oh, Peter, Peter, number 5.
Handkerchief. Rubbish. Keys. Money.
Some money, specifically. Tried so hard.
That was good fun.
Time to farewell the Bertolini's, everybody. Peter, Franca, Rose. Thank you for playing. No, won't be going home empty-handed. We're going to give you guys a $1,000 movie gift card courtesy of Hoyts, Australia's leading entertainment company. You can experience more at a Hoyts cinema, and you'll also be taking home our brand new Family Feud board game. The Bertolini's. Hoyts family.
Wow.
Well, by officially being crowned champions yet again, you will now officially be playing for the car tomorrow night. Yay! Head back to our soundproof booth. We play for $10,000. Jason and I are on Fast Money next on The Feud.
The Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
So let's see if the Hodge family can now win some cash. You and I are almost dressed the same. Dad, is that you?
Where have you been all these years, son?
Now, I can tell you're not my dad because you're a scientist and I'm not. Just remind Australia you're a scientist of?
Cancer research.
Okie dokie. So this should be pretty easy for you. Yeah. Well done. Well played, everybody. I do notice a slight rotation of the team for Fast Money. It's been the two kids have done it for the last two times. Did you pull rank and say I'm in this time?
I thought we needed the generational change, and I'm keeping my eye on Jacob. He needs to earn a bit more cash for the dowry.
Now, if you and Jacob manage to get 200 points or more between you, you'll win $10,000. Jacob is now in our soundproof booth and can't hear your answers. Do you approve of that dancing?
No.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you five questions, going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back if there's time, and the clock starts at the end of the very first question. You ready?
Yep.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck. Name a type of food you think the Queen of England would enjoy.
Scones.
Name something you do at the same time every day.
Brush my teeth.
Name a popular wedding gift.
A bowl.
Name a game where you throw something other than a ball.
Darts.
Name an occupation starting with D.
A draftsman.
Nice. Okay. Let's see how you went. So how was your first time?
I'm glad I just got through it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see how well you did. Name a type of food you think the Queen of England would enjoy. You said... some scones. Let's see. Yeah. Yes! Brilliant start. Name something you do at the same time every day. You said you brush your teeth. Survey says four. Name a popular wedding gift. You said bowl.
I got 13. 13 bowls.
Did you really?
Yeah.
For your wedding.
Yep.
Survey says two. Name a game where you throw something other than a ball. You said darts. Survey says 23. Name an occupation starting with D. You said draftsman. You are a scientist.
Starts with D.
This is very sophisticated. I would have said, I don't know. Donut making man? Survey says. No! Jason, thanks for trying. Well done. Head back to family through the board. Thank you. Are you feeling like a winner right now?
Somewhat.
Are you feeling like a man who can deliver?
I'll try.
Because you're going to need to. Great try, Jason.
Thanks.
Great try. Not really that great. You need to get 135 now to get $10,000.
It's not bad.
No big deal.
It's not too bad.
No big deal. Be positive. You could be your father-in-law. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but as you're the second player, it's a little harder. I'll give you an extra 5 seconds, OK?
Thank you.
If you pass on a question, we'll come back if there's time, and if you repeat an answer that's already there, you will hear this sound. And I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Jason's answers and 25 seconds on the clock too, please? The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Jacob. Name a type of food you think the Queen of England would enjoy.
A muffin.
Name something you do at the same time every day.
Brush your teeth.
Try again.
Wake up.
Name a popular wedding gift.
Pass.
Name a game where you throw something other than a ball.
Pass.
Name an occupation starting with D.
Doctor.
Name a popular wedding gift.
Glasses.
Name a game where you throw something other than a ball.
Cricket.
Just in time. We'll see how you went.
Answer everything.
Name a type of food you think the Queen of England would enjoy. You said.
Muffin.
English muffin.
An English muffin, of course. Well done. Let's see if the survey agrees.
I'll have to ask
the top
next
answer
one.
Was scones, so well done, Jason. Second top answer was cake, perhaps.
Okay.
So we need 135 now. still. Name something you do at the same time every day. You set.
Wake up.
What, set the alarm, yeah? Same time, yeah, every single day?
Set the alarm, yeah.
Good routine?
Yep.
Not a bad answer.
Hope not.
Also, the top answer! But then 107 points from these remaining three. Name a popular wedding gift. You said...
glasses.
Glasses. So confidently.
The drinking ones, not the spectacles.
Yeah, well, yeah. How would they know your prescription, you know, if they were going to give you that for a present? So you're saying drinking glasses? Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
No! Money was the top answer. So we need 98 now. Name a game where you throw something other than a ball. You said... cricket, which is usually played with...
A ball.
Yeah. Name a game where you throw something other than a ball. So let's see how this goes.
Shocking.
Frisbee was the top answer. Yeah. Or you could have had, say, Monopoly, because you throw a dice to think of a game... as opposed to a sport.
That would have been better.
Name an occupation starting with D. You said... doctor. Now, I like this answer because it's the top answer. However, is there 98 points in it for $10,000? Doctor feels good. Wouldn't you agree, audience? So we need a real big bag of points to get you guys the dough. You ready?
Let's do it.
Survey says... oh. Big chunk of the person. For the car, right here on the Food, being our carryover champs. Thanks for watching. See you next time. I'm Grant Daniel. Goodbye, Australia.